This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabayim. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Amud Aleph, and we're up to the Gemara. The Mishnah gave three cases. The Mishnah says, if one wife says, my husband died, and the other one said, no, my husband didn't die, and they're both married to the same guy, so the one that says her husband died could get married and collect her ksuba. The one who says he didn't die cannot get married and does not collect her ksuba. That halacha seems to be unanimously stated. The Mishnah says the second case. One wife says, my husband died. And one wife says, no, he was killed. So they agree that the end game is he's dead. But one guy says, one woman says he died. The other woman says, no, he didn't die, but rather he was killed. So Meir says it's a contradictory story. So therefore they cannot get married. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say, look, if they agree that he's dead, they could get married. If one witness says he died and one witness says he didn't die, a woman says the husband died, another woman says he didn't die, she cannot get married. These are the three halachas of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Taima de Amra loimeis. The reason why is because she says he didn't die. Why in the Reisha? Achas emeres meis, achas emeres loy meis. So what's the reason why the one that says meis could get married? Is because the other woman said, no, he didn't die. And the reason why the one who says he didn't die cannot get married is because she said he didn't die. How do you expect a woman who says her husband is alive to get remarried? Ha ishtika, but if she would have been silent. So now you have one wife saying the husband died, and the other wife saying, no, he didn't die. And the other wife, being silent. One wife says he died. The other one doesn't say anything. The halacha would be, she could get married. She could get married and rely on the testimony of her tzara. Ha ein tzara mi'ida l'chaverta. We know that one of the women who are not believed is a tzara. Tzara is not believed for her co-wife. Ein tzara mi'ida l'chaverta. A tzara cannot testify to her co-wife. So the Mishnah implies the reason why the woman who says her husband is alive can't get married is because she says that he's alive. But if she wouldn't say that, if she would be silent, she could get married. Based on what? Based on the testimony of her tzara? Ha'ein tzar midal chaverta, says Gemara, loy meis itzrichale. Loy meis itzrichale. I need it for the case where she says he didn't die. You know why? In the case where she says she didn't die, that he didn't die, Sagadai dechamina hamayis. I would have thought he did die. Vahad ka'amra loy meis. The reason she says he didn't die. Lekokula letzara hu dekamachavna. She just wants to mess up the tzara. She's messing herself up by saying that he didn't die. The tamois nafsha implishtim. She says, I'll go down with the Philistines, ka'amra. That's what she's trying to do. Kamash malan. Meaning, what the Gemara is saying is that in a case where one woman says the husband died and the other woman is silent, of course, the woman who's silent cannot get married. The chiddush is, if one woman says he died, and the other woman says, no, he didn't die, I would think, even though if she's silent, of course she can't get married. it needs to teach that where she contradicts him, she also can't get married. Because you know what I would have thought Rashi says? Since she's coming and she's starting up, obviously, you know why she's saying he didn't die? She knows he died. She knows he died. But because she knows he died, so she knows that her tzara is going to go get married. So she figures, I might as well say he didn't die, and I'll stop her from getting married. Because if he really died, so she should have been silent. So therefore, I would have thought, let her get married. Maybe she's just trying to mess up her tzara. Kamashmala, no, we don't let her get married. Next case. In the Seifa, where one woman says that she died, and one woman says he died, and one woman says that he was killed, Reb Meir says she can't, neither of them could get married, because they contradict each other. And Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon say, since they agreed to the end story, they could get married. Says the Gemara. That if Reb Meir holds that when one woman says he died and one woman says that he was murdered, she can't get married because they contradict each other, then certainly in the Reisha, where one woman says he died and one woman says that he didn't die, certainly there also they shouldn't be able to get married because they contradict each other, because there they don't even have the end story coincided. So the Gemara says, V'lifla Grameir Bereisha, why doesn't Grameir argue in the first case? Says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, B'machlekes Shnuya, it is a machlekes in the first case. V'Rabbi Yehuda V'Reb Shimon, the first case is going like Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon, meaning, really, the second machlekes would apply even in the beginning. Don't say the first halacha is unanimous. It's Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon that says a tzara cannot contradict her. And if she says that he died, the tzara cannot contradict. But Reb Meir, who says a tzara could contradict, even on the manner of death, certainly if they argue whether he died or not, Reb Meir would disagree in the Reisha and say that she can't marry. So according to Rabbi Elazar, the Reisha would also be b'machlekes shnuya. Says the Gemara, v'Rabbi Yehuda v'Reb Shimon he. It's Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu Tema Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan says the Reisha could be like everyone. But ha Afilu Rabbi Meir might, and the Reisha even Rabbi Meir would agree. Why? Any time by the testimony of women someone says he didn't die, lav hakhoshihi, that's not considered a contradiction. Why? Because the rabbis, Rashi said, believe the first guy. It's not considered contradictory. It's only considered contradictory if she argues regarding the method of what happened to him. If they agree, so in other words, if one aide says he died and another aide comes and says, no, he didn't die, you can't say he didn't die. The Rabbanan believe the first witness. So therefore, we don't believe anyone that he didn't die. However, Rav Meir is of the opinion, if one of them says he died, the other one says, no, he's murdered, so that's a hakhasha, you can't accept anybody. Fine. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Aide, this is the third case. Tanan, Eid Omer Meis, Eid Omer Loi Meis. If one witness says he died, one witness says he didn't die, Isha Omeres Meis, Isha Omeres Loi Meis. One woman says he died, And one woman says, no, he didn't die. Harezu loy tinase. He's not to get married. She's not to get married. If one woman says he died, and one woman says, no, he didn't die, so then the halacha is that she can't get married. Now, why would that be? Bishlam according to Rabbi Lazar. Now, this implies, Rabbi Isai, that the one woman says he died, one woman says he didn't die, is even two women who are married to the guy. So, and it's saying, you can't get married. Now, if you go to the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Achaz emes. So, the one that said died could get married. According to Rabbi Elazar, that would be a machloikes, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, and the Reisha is going like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Meir would say, Taka, you can't get married. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Reisha is going according to Rabbi Meir, that everyone would say she could get married, because we just don't believe the second witness. So the Gemara says like this, Bishlam al Rabbi Lazar, Bishlam al Kuntra Rabbi Lazar. So we have this third case, where we're saying if a woman says he died, one woman says not. The halacha is that she's not to get married. Who is this Stam halacha in accordance with? So we're going like Rabbi Meir. So according to Rabbi Lazar, the Stam, this third case, is going like Rabbi Meir. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it doesn't go like anybody. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, everybody would agree that in the first case, since she said he died, then we don't listen to the second witness. So who is the third case going like? It doesn't go like anybody. Ella, Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. Who is the author of the third halacha? Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, everyone would agree that if it's a matter of did he die or not, we listen to the first witness. So the Gemara says, Taka, it's a kasha. It's a kasha. It doesn't fit in according to Rabbi Yochanan. So Pashup Shad is Rabbi Yochanan is not correct. Rabbi Lazar must be correct. And then we have a stoma going like Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir must be correct that when one witness says mes and one says loy mes, we would follow, it would be considered hakhasha according. It would seem the simple way, the simple conclusion of the Gemara is we go like Rabbi Elazar and we go like Rabbi Meir, the way Rabbi Elazar understood Rabbi Meir. New Mishnah. Ha'isha shahocha hiu ba'al al-din asayam. A woman that she and her husband went overseas. And uba, she came back. Va'amran, she said, Meis ba'ali, my husband died. So tinase v'titok subasa. We believe her. And she could get married, and she collects the ksuba. V'tsarasa, her tsara, asura, her tsara cannot get married. Her tsara cannot get married. We say regarding the tzara, maybe she's trying to mess up the tzara, and the tzara cannot get remarried. What if this tzara, meaning regarding the tzara, we say the husband's probably still alive. Haisa bas Yisrael, if she was a bas Yisrael, l'kayin, and the husband was a kayin. So we don't believe the tzara regarding her co-wife, that the guy died, that not only can the tzara not get married, the tzara could continue to eat truma, even though she's a bas Yisrael, and she's married to a kohen. We're not even choyshesh that maybe the husband died. We so believe her regarding herself that the husband died, we so don't believe her regarding the tzara, we say, vaday, the husband didn't die. Dibri Reb Tarfon. These are the words of Reb Tarfon. Reb Akiva, Reb Akiva says, you can't do that. You're going to allow her to eat truma? Ein zu derech ma'itziyasa midei avera. This will not extract her from sin. Ad shetehei asura linase. until we could say she can't get married, we can't let the tsar get married, and we have to, but on the other hand, we have to assume, so we can't let the tsar get married because maybe he's alive, but we can't let her eat truma, v'asur melachom truma. We can't let her eat truma. Meaning, according to Rabbi Akiva, we have to at least be choshesh that he's not alive. Amra meis bali v'achar kach meis chami. If she says, my husband died, and then my father-in-law died, Tina say she's allowed to get married. V'tito ksubas, and she could collect her ksuba. V'chamoisa, and her mother-in-law, Asura is Asur. So again, she said, my husband died, and then my father-in-law died. She could get married and collect ksuba, and the mother-in-law cannot get married. Not only do we say, regarding the mother-in-law, that her husband is alive, but we, if she's a Bas Yisrael and the father and her husband was a Kohen, she could continue to eat Truma. He's a Bas Yisrael, the Kohen, Toicha, but Truma, Divrei Reb Tarfon, that's the opinion of Reb Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Ein zu derech moitzim idei avera. You can't extract her from sin this way. Ad shetei asur li nase. You can't let her get married, but you can't assume that her husband is alive, that she could eat truma, v'asur melacha v'truma. She's not eating truma. So basically we have two cases. One by a tsara, where Reb Tarfon says, we have to assume the co-wife is trying to mess her up, and we assume vadai, the husband, is alive. And she could continue eating truma. And Reb Tarfon says, and Rabbi Akiva says no. And we have a case by a mother-in-law. So the question is, why do we need both of these cases? Tzricha, I need both of them. Because the hatred to a mother-in-law is different than the hatred of a co-wife. The hatred of a co-wife is, you're taking my husband away from me for tashmish. That's a much more intense pain. Mashenkin, a hatred to the mother-in-law, is just a general pain. The mother-in-law doesn't tattles on her, on the daughter-in-law. If I just had the first case of a tzara, bahakamer of tarfin. There we say she's definitely lying. Mishum de tzara de gufa, because you experience physical pain from your co-wife. Avachamos by mother-in-law de tzara mili da alma. It's just a general pain. Ema moidele le Rabbi Akiva. I would think of tarfin's moidele to Rabbi Akiva that at least there is a chash that maybe. Maybe he would agree to Rabbi Akiva that you have to be concerned. Well, maybe he died and you can't eat truma. V'yidmar b'ha, if I only had the mother-in-law case, maybe Rabbi Akiva only said in that case you have to be suspect that maybe Hitaka died. Avo b'hachba, in the case of the tzara, ema maydele le Rav Tarfon, maybe he agreed to Rav Tarfon, that vada, he's still alive. He's definitely lying. Tzricha, so I need both of these cases. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, halacha k'Rav Tarfon, the halacha is like Rav Tarfon, that when one tzara says the husband died, regarding the other tzara, not only could she not get married, we so say that he's alive, that she could continue to eat shuma. Tanina, we learned, Nitain li ben b'medinas hayam. We learned in the Mishnah. A woman said, the woman and her husband left to overseas. At that point in time, she was becheskas, that if the husband would die, she would fall to yibam. She has no kids. So she says, by the way, he gave me a kid, but meis bini, first my kid died, v'achar kach meis bali, and then the husband died. Now, man, as she's believed, and she falls to yibam, because she left becheskas zakuk li yibam. So she falls to Yibam. Bali, if she says, you know, actually my husband died first and then my son, so she left Bechezkas Zakok Liyibam, and now she wants to say she's exempt from Yibam because her son died after. Einon Emenas. She's not believed. Meaning, she's not believed. We're worried that maybe the son died first and then the husband, and she's Taka Zakuk for Yibam. However, in other words, if she says, Meiz Bali Avachach Bani, we don't believe her, and she's Taka Zakuk for Yibam. However, V'choshin L'dvareh, we have to be concerned that maybe, Taka, she's not Zakuk L'Yibam, and therefore V'choletz Esloi Mesya Bemis. We can't allow the Yibam. Because it's possible that Taka, the husband died, and then the son died. Says the Gemara. So now we're Medayik. L'dvarehu d'choshesh. This woman, we're choshesh for her words, that maybe Taka, she's telling the truth, that her husband died, that the son died later, and even though she left Zakuk L'Yibam, maybe now she's not zakuk for yibam, and therefore she doesn't do yibam. Lidvarehu d'chashishin. For her words, we suspect that maybe she's telling the truth. Ha l'divrei tzara. But for the tzara, when a tzara says your husband died, not only do we not believe the tzara, we're not even choshish for the words of the tzara. Ad kedei kach, that we don't listen to the tzara, ad kedei kach, that if the tzara says the husband died, we say vadai, 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 he's not alive. And if the tzara said he died, we don't pay attention to her. We say he is alive. And if she's a Bas Yisrael, she could eat Truma based on his account. And this is a diuk from the fact that we don't pay attention to the words. When the Mishnah says we are choshish for her words, it's her words we're choshish for, but we're not even choshish for the words of the Tzara. And that's a raya that we paskin like Rav Tarfon, that we assume that regarding the Tzara, that the husband is alive and she could continue to eat Truma. So this concludes Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amid Aleph, and Bez Hashem tomorrow night we'll do Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis, beginning with the Mishnah, going to the end of the Parak. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful night. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.